Well, as we bring you coverage of the National Association Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, and we're going to talk about some of the latest in herbicides from FNC Corporation. We're joined by Matt Hancock. And Matt, as we look at the upcoming growing season, what are some new things that farmers can look forward to?
Well, so let's start by talking about our new pre-emergent herbicide, Anthem. So we've actually got three brands. We've got Anthem Flex, we've got Anthem, the regular base product, and then we've got Anthem ATZ. So they kind of have their fit in different crops, and it's a very flexible chemistry, but the spectrum of control is fantastic. You know, broadleaf weed, so you're going to pick up your Palmer pigweed, water hemp, you know, all of those, and then you're also going to have residual grass control. The beautiful thing about the pyroxysulfone that's in the Anthem herbicides is that it is very flexible, very favorable from a rotational standpoint. And we launched the product in corn in 2013. In 2014, we picked up our soybean label. And now in the fall of 14, we've got our wheat label. And cotton growers will even have access to Anthem Flex in the spring of 2015. Down the road, we still have peanuts and dry beans that we're labeling on. So the flexibility is fantastic. The control is fantastic. And it really is going to serve growers that are in sort of an area growing a variety of crops very well, regardless of which brand is a fit for their crop mix.
Well, we talked about pre-emergent herbicides there with Anthem. What are some post-emergence ones that farmers should also be looking at?
So FMC has got a great lineup of post-emergent herbicides, you know, starting out with Cadet. Cadet is really great when you're making your Roundup applications and you're going from soybeans to corn back to soybeans, because you can use the same tank mix on corn and soybeans. It's very flexible, and it's a nice, fast broadleaf addition to your Roundup application. But from there, we've built Solstice and Marvel. Solstice is in corn, and Marvel is for soybeans. So both of them have sort of some known chemistry. Marvel is built off of fomesifen. Solstice is built off of mesotrione. And they both have Cadet in them. That what the Cadet brings to both of those products is additional speed, additional spectrum. It's very, you know, it enhances those chemistries activity on things like Morning Glory, Velvet Leaf, Lamb's Quarters. But then you still have the all-important water hemp and Palmer pigweed control that comes along with those chemistries. It also helps out from a rotational standpoint, because Cadet makes other herbicides look better. And in doing so, we can actually formulate those products to where they're at the lower end of the use rate for the mesotrione or for the fomesifen, depending on if you're talking about Solstice or Marvel, and still get the behavior that you would expect out of a higher rate, thus helping buffer some of that rotational issue, and also helping manage some of the crop response that you may get out of using a post-emergent broadleaf herbicide.
With these new products, you talk about the expansion of acres with Anthem, and then also introduction of Solstice and Marvel. You know, how well do they work together on different crops?
Well, so in corn, we do highly recommend either doing a sequential application of Anthem followed by Solstice, or it could be, because of the flexibility of Anthem, it could be an early post application that's a tank mix of Anthem and Solstice. So you get a really strong cleanup of weeds that may have broken through, and then you've got a lot of additional residual with the Anthem that's in there. In soybeans, the same concept applies. You know, you could either have them as split applications, or you could potentially even have an early post application mixing Marvel and Anthem in tank.
Awesome. New options for farmers as they look ahead to the 2015 growing season. We've been joined by Matt Hancock as we talk about some new herbicides from FMC. Bringing you coverage at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City, I'm Leslie Smith.